This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the Midwest Dairy Association is helping promote dairy products and dairy farmers through the national campaign, Undeniably Dairy. When you look at the nutrition facts for a glass of milk, it's pretty undeniable to me that it's a great food item to include in your diet. And today we'll talk with two people who feel the same way. Lucas Lynch serves as CEO of the Midwest Dairy Association, and Alan Merrill is a dairy farmer from South Dakota. Lucas, I guess we'll start with you. You are new to the organization, as I understand.
You know, 18 months in, and so it's just great to be coming into the Midwest Dairy Farm Family Network of about 7,400 dairy farmers from across 10 states, and really talking about the promotion, research, and education around dairy and dairy products.
And Alan, let's hear a little bit about you and your background with your farm.
So I'm third generation dairy farmer, and the fourth generation's home right now. And so we have a small herd of 200 cows, and I live in the southeast corner of South Dakota, about 30 miles out of Sioux Falls.
Very nice. So, Lucas or Alan, what are you talking about with farm broadcasters today? What is the message that you want to get out?
Well, first off, thanks for being here and telling agriculture story. We're here about Undeniably Dairy. It's a campaign that we launched midsummer to really reconnect consumers back to the passion and joy of enjoying dairy and dairy products, like whether it's a yogurt or milk or cheese or even your ice creams or your butter, whatever it is that brings joy into your life, we want you to enjoy it. But recognize that the supreme nutritional profile that dairy brings to you and your family, that's a really important place today, especially with all of the products that are coming out that are trying to be like dairy, but there really is only one nutritional profile that matches the health and wellness, and that's really dairy foods and milk.
And Alan, being a dairy farmer, you have a lot of standards that you have to follow, and dairy is one of the greatest foods that you can eat.
That's correct. We know it has a tremendous nutritional value to our consumers. And, you know, the thing that I want to talk about a little bit is just about our breakfast in the classrooms. You know, we're in 70,000 schools across the United States, 38 million kids, but we still like to get it back to a local entity where they can get some involvement in that. And that gives us the opportunity to go in there and, again, reinforce the three servings of dairy a day, the nutritional value that dairy has, but it also, we like to take dairy farmers in and take them into the classroom, make that connection with the kids, because they are our future consumers.
So this Undeniably Dairy, this is something new for the Midwest Dairy Association. It's really kind of blossomed over the last year. I've seen the promotions for it. Talk to us a little bit more about it, maybe some of the work that you're doing.
Yeah, and actually it's a national campaign, and we work with the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, which is made up of 30 top dairy companies across the country. It's really about not only embracing it at a local level where the farm to market is happening, but also through the brands. Like a Domino's, for example, we have partnerships that really focus in on the dairy ingredients, and really Domino's has been doing a tremendous amount of work really advocating for the farmers and ranchers in our country, but really for us it's dairy farmers, and they really like to talk about how what's in a cheese, or what is it about the pizza that folks like. It's really the cheese, and you know, more cheese please, that's the answer.
So we have a dairy farmer standing next to us, Alan. Lucas, can you tell us what the Midwest Dairy Association's relationship is with dairy farmers maybe in the Midwest? How do you work with them? What's your role?
Sure. So we actually represent the dairy checkoff. And every farmer that's producing milk for 100 pounds of milk is paying a 15-cent checkoff that supports the national strategies and effort around dairy checkoff, but also a local checkoff. And we represent the local portion of the Midwest Dairy Farm Family. Families checkoff.
What does that checkoff mean to you, Alan, and just your farming in general, and what the Midwest Dairy Association does?
Well, we found over time that through the checkoff, we have the opportunity to have input into what the programs look like. You know, it's our investment, and you know, but it's a learning curve for us also as producers to find out what the consumers are talking about, how we engage with them, and recognizing their concerns. And so it's a learning curve for all of us, and but it's a great opportunity for dairy farmers to be involved in representing their investment.
Are you ever able to talk to consumers about your milk? And I guess the most recent issue that has been talked about is antibiotics in milk and the concern with that. You know, do you have a chance to talk to consumers about that and assure them that what you're doing is safe?
In a lot of different venues, we have that opportunity. In today's world, we communicate differently than we did 40 years ago. But it is there. We have that chance to meet with the consumers. But, you know, highly regulated in the dairy industry. Every load of milk is tested, so there is no antibiotics in it. We feel very comfortable with that. We know that we're very cautious about what we love to take care of our animals. We want them to feel better if they aren't feeling good, but we got to also recognize that the finished product needs to be a good, wholesome, quality product that our consumers can consume.
Sounds great. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about is milk prices. They've been depressed lately. I've talked with farmers in Illinois. It hasn't been the greatest market for you guys. You know, talk to us about that and how do you deal with that on your farm, and what's your vision for the future? Where do you see the market going, or do you have any idea?
So I'm going to take off my chairmanship hat for Midwest Dairy and put on a producer hat. But it is a different environment right now. But I have to say that even through the checkoff, we're investing into export programs to help recognize that we need to move our product. But the challenge here is producing products that the exports want. And so we're investing some money into doing that, and we hope to see some tremendous results over the time, but it's a learning curve. You just don't go in and say, here's some American cheese, eat it. They have a different palate taste than what we do here in the United States. So we've had to change how we look and how we do things, but we're doing that with investment through the checkoff program.
Lucas Lynch and Alan Merrill with the Midwest Dairy Association. In other news, the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association has several dicamba training classes available next week in the WSMI listening area. For a full list of classes, you should visit ifca.com. But if you're interested in attending one close to home, I have a few locations for you to choose from. On December 12th, from 10 a.m. to noon, a class will be held in Hamel at the Hamel Community Building. Later in the day on December 12th, the class will be held from 3 to 5 p.m. at McClintock Saloon on Standard City Road near Girard. And on December 13th, from 11:30 to 2, a class will be held in Jerseyville at DJ's Grill. Most classes have on-site registration, but to save yourself a seat, online registration is also available by visiting ifca.com. And again, those dates are for dicamba training classes. A friendly reminder that Hamel Co-op is offering a trip to Purina Farms in Gray Summit, Missouri. They still have seats available on the bus. The trip is on December 14th, so this coming Thursday, and they'll depart from Hamel Co-op at 6 a.m. that morning. For questions or to RSVP, you can call Amy or Dylan at 618-633-2215. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.